Hailing McCain, Two Presidents Diverge from a Third, by Peter Baker. He drove them crazy. He berated them on the way to the White House and badgered them once they got there. He stood by them when he thought they were right and tore at their heels when he was convinced they were wrong. And when it came time to depart this world, John McCain wanted them to tell his story. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, the two men who thwarted Mr. McCain's ambitions to become Commander-in-Chief, stood one after the other before the nation's elite at Washington National Cathedral on Saturday to honor the man they beat, extolling him as a one-of-a-kind figure, the likes of which will not be seen again anytime soon. That they were asked, and not the current president, spoke volumes about the man and the moment. And while neither explicitly mentioned President Trump, who, uninvited and unwelcome, went golfing instead, their tributes could hardly be heard without the unspoken contrast to the current occupant of the Oval Office, a message amplified by a more overt rebuke from the senator's daughter. So much of our politics, our public life, and our public discourse can seem small and mean and petty, trafficking in bombast and insult, in phony controversies and manufactured outrage, Mr. Obama said. It's politics that pretends to be brave, but it is in fact born of fear. John called us to be bigger than that. He called us to be bigger than that and better than that. Mr. Bush praised Mr. McCain for his courage and decency, an exemplar of the storied American values of standing up to bullying and oppression. If we are ever tempted to forget who we are, to grow weary of our cause, John's voice will always come as a whisper over our shoulder. We are better than this. America is better than this, Mr. Bush said. If their better than this eulogies were widely seen as an implicit reproach of Mr. Trump, Meghan McCain left no mystery who she had in mind with a powerful, emotional, sobbing remembrance of her father that also sounded like a defiant cry de coeur against the tycoon-turned-president who once belittled the senator's wartime service. We gather here, she said, to mourn the passing of American greatness. The real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly, nor the opportunist appropriation of those who lived lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered and served. Mocking Mr. Trump's favorite slogan, she later declared, "The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great." The audience then burst out in applause, something that rarely happens during the traditionally solemn funerals held at the cathedral. While Mr. Trump was absent, political figures from both parties made their way to the house of worship on a dreary, overcast, and humid morning. They came to bid farewell to John Sidney McCain III, son and grandson of admirals, naval aviator, tortured prisoner, congressman, six-term senator, two-time presidential candidate, patriot, maverick, reformer, warrior, curmudgeon, father, husband, and finally, in death, American icon.